Hey everyone, it's A, and you're listening to Raw Thoughts from A. Today's topic is one I've wrestled for years. That feeling where everything's okay when you're around people. Maybe even fun, maybe even amazing. But then the second you're alone, boom. The sadness, the heaviness, the loneliness shows up like an unwelcome guest. It feels like the world goes from bright to dim the moment the door shuts behind you. If you've ever thought, why do I feel fine with people but fall apart when I'm alone? This episode is for you. There's this strange duality with people. You're laughing and you feel connected. Time flies. Maybe you're the fun version of yourself. When you're alone, the silence hits and it's like gravity doubles. The energy drains. The sadness that was waiting in the wings finally walks on stage. I think of it like a roller coaster. The climb up is the energy of being social. The drop is walking into an empty room afterward. And sometimes the drop feels sharper than the climb was fun. It makes you wonder, am I addicted to distraction? Do I only exist when people are around? And that question can feel terrifying. Let's zoom out for a second. Psychologists say loneliness isn't just being alone. It's the gap between the connection you want and the connection you have. So if you go out, laugh, feel included, your needs are temporarily met. But when you're alone, the brain recognizes the absence. Fun fact, loneliness activates the same regions of the brain as physical pain. That's why it hurts. It's literally your brain body saying connection is survival. Go find your tribe. We evolved in tribes for most of history. Being alone meant danger, so it makes sense that when the silence comes, it feels unsafe, even if you're just chilling in your bedroom. Let me get vulnerable here. I've had nights where I was surrounded by friends, laughing so hard my cheeks hurt. It felt like life was perfect in that moment. Then I'd come home, drop my bag on the floor, sit on the bed, and it was like the joy evaporated. Suddenly, I'm staring at the ceiling, asking myself, do they actually like me, or was I just filling space? If I text them right now, would they even respond? What if I disappeared tomorrow? Would anyone really notice beyond a few days? That crush is brutal. It's not about missing the people. It's about missing the version of myself that felt okay when I was around them. For me, growing up in a strict Asian household, emotions weren't really something you shared. So social settings became the only safe place to feel, to laugh, to express, to let loose. Home often felt like silence, pressure, or judgment. So it's not surprising that being alone can feel triggering. For a lot of us, alone time was never modeled as safe. It was either study harder, don't waste time, or simply emptiness. And if you add queerness on top of that, growing up feeling different, sometimes being alone means facing all the parts of yourself you were told not to show. And that's heavy. Here's what I call a spiral. You feel lonely. You start judging yourself for feeling lonely. Why can't I be fine by myself? Everyone else is fine. You isolate because you don't want to burden people with that truth, which makes you lonelier. It's this feedback loop that convinces you that you're the problem when really you're just human. I used to think the solution was to never be alone, hang out more, fill the calendar, keep the noise going. But that only pushed the problem down the road, because eventually there's always a night when no one's free and you're just exhausted. And when that night came, the loneliness hit harder because I've been avoiding it. Distraction feels like medicine, but it's actually a band-aid. The deeper wound is learning how to sit with yourself without crumbling. Here are some things I've learned. Not perfect solutions, but tools that help. Rituals of comfort. For me, it's lighting a candle, playing a playlist that feels safe, journaling a bit. It tells my brain this space isn't punishment. Naming the emotion. Literally saying out loud, I'm lonely right now and that's okay. Strangely, it makes it feel less drowning. Movement. A short walk, stretching, even dancing to a dumb song shifts energy. Talking to yourself like a friend. Now, this one's huge. Instead of, you're pathetic for being sad, say, hey, I get what you feel this way. You're not broken. You're just human. Here's the truth. Sometimes the sadness isn't about today. When you're feeling alone, the feelings you've shoved down during the day comes out. The rejection from years ago, the voice of a parent who never made you feel enough, the breakup you'd never fully healed from. Silence is a mirror, and what you see in that mirror can hurt. But maybe instead of running from it, we can start asking, what is this silence trying to tell me? What if loneliness isn't emptiness? What if it's your inner self whispering, I need you to see me. I need your attention. Because yes, we all need other people. But if you abandon yourself every time you're alone, no matter if friends will fill that gap. Maybe loneliness is an invitation, not to avoid people, but to finally sit with yourself the way you've always wanted others to sit with you. If you want to dig deeper after this episode, here are a few prompts. When I feel lonely, what story am I telling myself about and why? What small rituals could I create to make my alone time feel safe? If I treated my loneliness like a friend, what would I say to comfort it? When was a time I actually enjoyed being alone? What was different then? Pause with these. Write them down, or even voice note your answers. So if you're listening to this right now, maybe lying in bed, maybe walking alone, maybe feeling that heaviness, I just want to say, you're not broken for feeling this way. You're not strange, you're not weak, you're human. The goal isn't to love every second of being alone. The goal is to not abandon yourself in those moments. And maybe one day, when the silence comes, it won't feel like punishment. It'll feel like coming home. Thanks for sitting with me in this raw space today. If this resonated, I'd love for you to take one of those prompts and actually try it this week. Small steps matter. This was Raw Sauce from A. Take care of yourself, and I'll meet you back here next time.